Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. May is National Fitness Month, and if you and our 8,217 have been hibernating all winter, your joints have a few things to say about that. Every spring, the pattern is predictable. The motivation is there, but the foundation isn't. Going from 0 to 60 is a fast track to torn tendons, stress fractures, and knee pain that derails months of progress. Dr. Brian J. Cole urges anyone ramping up activity to treat themselves like an athlete, and that starts with an honest structural assessment. Use this joint health checklist to find out if your body is ready to meet your ambitions this May. 1. Evaluate joint mobility for safe fitness progression. Functional movement begins with mobility. For those eyeing swimming, tennis, or overhead lifting, shoulder health is paramount. Stand before a mirror and slowly raise your arms. Do they move fluidly, or does one side hitch? A lack of symmetry often points to rotator cuff weakness or capsular tightness. Similarly, knee extension should be smooth and full. If you notice a catching sensation or restricted range of motion, your joints may not be prepared for the repetitive load of a new circuit. 2. Injury history. Check: preventing re-injury during exercise. Your past often dictates your future performance. Take an honest look at previous sprains, strains, or surgeries involving your knees, elbows, or shoulders. Even if an old injury feels healed, the surrounding scar tissue or compensatory movement patterns can create new issues when training volume increases. Ensuring these areas have regained full strength and stability is a non-negotiable step for any active adult looking to avoid a relapse this May. 3. Recognize warning signs. When joint pain signals a problem, distinguishing between good soreness and bad pain is the hallmark of a sustainable fitness journey. A mild muscular fatigue or burn is normal. However, if you experience sharp, radiating, or swelling-related discomfort that persists longer than 48 hours, it is a signal that a joint or tendon is overtaxed. Monitoring these signals early allows for minor adjustments rather than months of forced inactivity. 4. Fuel your joints, diet, and supplements for active lifestyles. Joint health isn't just about how you move, it's about how you fuel. Proper hydration and an anti-inflammatory diet rich in omega-3s provide the raw materials for tissue repair. Furthermore, establishing a supplementation baseline can support cartilage integrity and synovial fluid quality. For a seamless daily joint preparation step, many athletes incorporate AGYL, a supplement specifically created to support joint health as we age, into their routine. This targeted approach ensures your internal biochemistry is as ready for the ramp up as your muscles are. 5. Improve balance and stability to prevent joint injuries. Before increasing your running mileage or stepping onto the court, assess your single leg stability. Perform a slow, controlled squat on one leg. If your knee caves inward, your kinetic chain may be failing to support the joint. Strengthening the glutes and quadriceps is often the missing link in preventing the compensatory patterns that lead to excessive strain on the knee. Don't ignore pain. When to seek a professional evaluation? Optimizing your performance requires a balance of ambition and orthopedic awareness. If you encounter persistent mechanical issues or joint instability while working through this checklist, a professional evaluation can help refine your mechanics. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles, designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.